Hello.
Hi, is this Guy? I'm coming from Washington.
No.
Oh,
This is wife.
all right.
How may
No.
I help you?
Well, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting a national opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
Definitely.
All right. So since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, would you mind sharing your age?
57.
57. All right. So just to be sure, we're also representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Whatever I'm mixed with, I'm Caucasian.
All right. So,
Don't know my history.
Oh, no worries. So, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Well, I consider myself independent, but you have to mark Democrat or Republican on the stupid ballot, so I mark Republican.
All right. So, would you say you're like a strong Republican or a not strong Republican?
I'm a strong free thinker. I vote for the best candidate.
All right.
As
So, would you want me
the
to?
idiot Republican, I'm not going to vote for them just because they have an R behind their name. But
Right. No
that
worries.
makes sense. I don't know how you mark that on your thing.
Well, I can mark it down as independent since that's what you said you like. Think of yourself
Okay.
as. So,
All
would that
right.
be okay? Independent.
Yep, that's fine.
All right. Perfect. So now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, you're satisfied, you're dissatisfied, or are you very dissatisfied?
Oh my gosh, you guys really have to ask that. Well, yeah, that's a deep one too, because it depends. I know this is for your poll. The way it is right now under the Biden administration, very dissatisfied, yeah.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Right. Would that be a strongly disapprove or a somewhat disapprove?
Yeah, strongly disapprove.
All right. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Of who?
All right. Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Whom are you speaking of?
Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
I am not. Which part of I don't know who that is.
All right, no worries.
So she's
So,
obviously not in my district.
No worries. So, thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? So the issues go as improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, climate change and protecting the environment, combating threats to our democracy, border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, growing the economy and creating jobs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Right now, border security.
All right. And would you want to add another one?
Where does it fall, like the lockdown on not being able to use our own resources? Where does that fall under?
Well, I would not know.
Well, I get. It would maybe go under creating jobs, but I don't know. I mean, if you open up the drilling and stuff again and all the other different things, then I don't know. Just leave border security. That's fine.
All right, just border security, no worries. So, all right, just border security. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means that you have very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you have very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and then a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold, so it's like a neutral. And you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you may feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, if you could please say so. So the first one is Maria Cantwell.
How about 0?
All right.
That's
what
cold,
about,
right?
Yes, a 0. It's like cold, very negative. And then, so Raul Garcia.
I don't know them.
All right, no worries. What about Donald Trump?
Probably about a 95.
95, all right. What about Joe Biden?
About a 0.
0. What about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
I don't know that person.
All right. What about Joe Kent?
I don't really know him, but what my friends who know him, I'm going by there, so probably about a 80.
80, all right. What about woke liberals in Congress?
Let's go with 0 again.
All right, no worries. And what about MAGA Republicans?
That all depends. I'm, yeah, because there's fake MAGA and there's,
okay,
you know,
so,
you can't just stick the MAGA on there and call everybody. We'll just, let's just do 60. How about that?
60? All right, yeah, totally. So 60, perfect. So if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
All right. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
All right. Even though you're not supporting Marie Glusenkamp-Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Would you say there's a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp-Perez, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
I will have to research her.
All right.
So, slight chance, I guess that would be.
All right. Just a very slight chance.
Probably because one, I don't know who she is, and two, because I do know enough about Kent that from people I know who have met him that I would probably lean towards him regardless.
All right. So next, I'd like you to rate some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. And for each of the following statements, if you could please tell me how important that is to you on a scale of 0 to 10. You can use a 0 if you don't think it's like an important quality at all to have, a 5 if you think it's a somewhat important quality to have, or a 10 if you think it's an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is a fighter for the working class.
10.
Someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
All depends on the circumstances there, so I guess 5. So I only have the 3 choices, right?
Oh, no, you can use a number from 0 to 10.
Oh, 2.
2, all right. A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms.
Could you repeat that? A leader who will what?
A leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms.
10.
All right. A leader who understands our way of life in the Southern Washington and will work to protect it.
10.
Someone you can trust.
10.
All right, perfect. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about, let's see what loads, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to want to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. And you may use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one is, Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
Well, that sounds good. So I would look more into that. So
all right.
I'm supposed to go 1 to 10 on that?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's 8.
An 8, all right. Marie Glusenkamp Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay, well, I don't know how to answer that one because it's great that she wants to save people money, but I think that whole, I know I need to give a number, sis, but they need to understand too, I guess. I don't know if you have anything to do with, if you're taking notes on this stuff for them, but if they need to get rid of pharmaceuticals altogether. So, just because they said they would fight Big Pharma that to lower costs, that's not even the problem. The problem is the poisons that Big Pharma are putting into us. So I guess that comment would not change my mind. Still a 2 on that one.
All right. Marie Glusenkamp Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, college communities, or community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia's college equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people can graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
That would be an 8.
An 8, all right. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't, but I kind of have to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
I still know more about Kent than I do about her, so at this point, I would still vote for Kent.
All right. So now I'm going to read you about some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking to you about Joe Kent. And others will hear some other statements about other candidates. So if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you some serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, a 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and a 0 means that it does not give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. And you may use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is
not on the what?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Not on the what?
Oh, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. Oh, partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan. He wants to defund the FBI, and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says...
You know what? I totally agree with defunding the FBI. So...
All right. Well,
that's not
going to... I kind of have to read the whole thing. I have to read the whole thing verbatim, but
You know what? I see where you're going with this. You're trying to change my mind. You're giving me positives about who you want, and you're trying to give me negatives about somebody else who's an opposing party. So, you know, if you want to tell me the negatives that people are saying about your candidate too, and then give me the positives that they're saying about the other one. You need to have an informed, you need to have a fair back and forth about this. you need to have, if you're going to inform somebody, inform them on positives and negatives of both. I don't think you're informing. And honestly, what this survey is doing right here is kind of, if your candidate is supporting this survey and funding it, I'm not really impressed.
Oh, well, no, not at all.
I'm not in a negative campaign.
She
thinks funding the FBI is a way to, if she doesn't understand what's going on in this country and what the FBI is doing in this country, then I don't really want her in Congress representing me.
Oh, well, we're completely independent. We're not paid by anybody. So,
that's not how it sounds.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, no, we're completely independent. But as I was saying,
then where are the negatives about her?
I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm only required to read verbatim from the survey. So, sorry. But as I was saying.
Where are the positives? Are you going to bring me positives about Joe Kent, too?
I would not
or
know.
Or am I only getting positives about one and negatives about the other? Not a fair shake.
Oh, I would not know. Again, I'm only required to read this survey verbatim. So, yeah.
Okay, well.
But
I guess you can go. It will be amusing. Keep going. We'll see.
All right. And he poses stakes in the dangerous leads here at I-5 Bridge because he says it'll make, a quote, the Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats will use it to send criminals into our district. So we need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone to focus on some nonsense.
Now, what about the I-5 Bridge? And
So it says he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says
and where – okay, I'm not an I-5 resident, so which bridge are we talking about?
Oh, again, I'm sorry, I would not know.
Is it the one coming across the Columbia? Okay, so we have to skip that question.
All right. Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail, and he has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
There were no rioters at the U.S. Capitol, and the 2020 election was rigged, so you can mark that however you want to.
All right, so
if these people that are doing the survey are not even watching, I mean, it's even coming out on mainstream news now. If you guys aren't watching this and you don't even know it, I mean, it's been, there was footage leaked 2 days after that showed people not rioting. It's ridiculous. Okay, next question, please.
All right. So, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Much more.
All right. So, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason to not support him for Congress?
I don't think there is a reason not to support him for Congress. At least he's got a realistic grasp on what's happening in the country. I mean, I'm all for people who understand business and want to help and stuff, but if you don't even have your head on enough to think that these things are negative that he's supporting, I don't want you supporting me or representing me.
All right.
So if she's putting out this stuff that, I mean, basically, this survey, you can go back and tell the campaign crew that this survey is basically convinced me not to support her.
All right. So I only have.
I don't even know who she is, but after doing this survey, if she thinks those are negatives, what he's standing for, if she thinks those are negatives, I won't vote for her.
All right. Well, we're like in the last few questions. We're about 95% done. And these are just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
College.
Would that be like a bachelor's degree or some college?
Technical.
All right. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
All right. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Open-minded. I'm not sure where that falls in there. There's some conservatives I totally don't agree with, and there's many liberals I totally don't agree with. So probably right about in the middle.
So moderate, maybe?
Sure.
All right. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Well, does that mean going to church, or does that mean, you know, what do you consider a religious service? Is that sitting down and studying religion, or is that like attending a church service?
Well, it really says in the question, it's like it's how often you attend church or religious services. So I believe it falls under like, let's say, mass or like religious.
So hardly ever.
All right, hardly ever. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck.
All right. Thank you. Have a good
day. All right. Bye.